Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, the 2nd of January 2016, Satan changes strategy. Let's look at two scriptures before we go further. Colossians 2:15. Easy to read version. So, Colossians 2:15. He defeated the, defeated the rulers and powers of the spiritual world. With the cross he won the victory over them and led them away as defeated and powerless prisoners for the whole world to see. 2 Corinthians 2:11. Catholic version, 2 Corinthians 2:11. And we do this so that we may not be outwitted by Satan. Play a magic on us. Thank Jesus. We are not ignorant of his designs. Brothers and sisters, today the title is Satan Changes Strategy. Now, strategy and tactics are two different things, but there is a very slight difference. Strategy is, how shall we win this spiritual war I'm talking about? We're not talking about any other worldly war, the rubbish that we are getting in all over going on. Leave that alone. The spiritual war is the real war. The rest of the physical wars come from the spiritual wars. Remember, all the wars in the world that are going on comes from the spiritual wars. That is, Satan wants to destroy human beings. That's all. And he uses people to go and fight and this and that. Now, strategy is, let's say you were doing one way, now you decided I need to do a different way because the old way is not working. That is objective. Tactic is, while you agree to the new objective, you are going to use different tactics in each different situation. Now, what has happened here? Let's look at this. On the day of Calvary, where Jesus sacrificed himself for us, suffered, his flesh was torn. The flesh hanging like ribbons. He had no more form. His beard and face was torn out, so there was only a skeleton there. And all the suffering he took, being whipped, the crown of thorns. Remember the crown of thorns, but I think it's 2 inches or so, 2 to 4 inches, some people are saying. It is whacked into his skull. So, all the suffering. And big thing happened that day. As soon as Jesus died, the grace opened. Sacrifice was settled. Graves opened. Why? Jesus died and rose again. Graves opened. And people who are saints of the Old Testament were seen walking around. So huge things have happened. That segment that God made me do, a teaching, a recording, search for it, brothers and sisters. So it's a huge thing. Now, so Satan, if you ask one question to yourself, so many times in the Gospels, Jesus says, the issues of casting out evil spirit, demons, like for instance the demoniac boy being thrown into the fire and here and there and everywhere and harmed and all that. Everybody knew when Jesus said there are demons, are the evil spirits. He cast the evil spirits to go into the pigs and they all went over the ravine and died, killed off. Then you see the legion. Who are you? Legion. And everybody around him was not startled. They were not saying, what demons? Evil spirit, are they really? And all that. So much so the Pharisees were saying what? You of Beelzebub, that means Satan. He's telling Jesus, they're telling Jesus that he came from Satan. Actually, they are acting as children of Satan. No. So, Satan, evil spirits, all normal, everybody understood it. There's no confusion there. There's nothing there, Satan, that's evil spirit. No, they knew. Everybody in the place knew that whether they were Jews or not. All over the world, they were already practicing all kinds of magic things because if you go to Scotland, you see all kinds of being practiced because everybody knew this. Satan, evil spirits, all a part of this entire world thing going on. They were not shocked or surprised. But when? And Satan was appearing. Remember, even appeared and took Jesus to the highest mountain. There's no issue. Satan appeared to Job. There's no issue, he is present himself and deals directly because he has all kinds of powers, to deal with human beings. And this is exactly, and he can kill, he can do all kinds of things. This is why Jesus came. When Jesus came and made them, as Colossians says there, he made them march as a fallen army. You know, the Roman conquerors will come and they conquer a land. The other army, the fallen army, the defeated army will be made to march past the generals and Caesar and all that to show everybody we are the victors and they are the defeated. And then the other thing is, that's why God says, Jesus says what? The devil came to steal, kill and destroy. Do not give him a foothold. Do not give him a foothold. And then here in Corinthians 2:11, 2 Corinthians 2:11, it says, we are not unaware. Actually, some translations say, we are not unaware of the ways of the devil. We are not unaware, Jesus said. You are not unaware. Be diligent and vigilant, because he walks about as a roaring lion, seeking who he can swallow, devour. So it's all, so what has happened now? On that day, Satan changed strategy. Strategy is, he's no more going to come direct confrontation. Why? He has really, for the children of God, he has no power, because you use the name of Jesus Christ and burn him. Go! Burn in the fire of the Holy Ghost. I have the fire of the Holy Ghost, because you have the fire of the Holy Ghost. You believe in Jesus Christ and he's given you the Holy Spirit. You have the fire of the Holy Ghost inside you. Remember, the fire came like tongues of fire over all the disciples who are up in the upper room. Yeah, we have the fire. We have angels to protect us. If you call in Jesus' name and say, command an angel to protect you, he will do this. But you must be wanting to follow Jesus Christ. You can't do this and then don't want to follow Jesus Christ. And there are cases like that in the New Testament. And one case even, that fellow was made dumb and all that. You know, so remember this. Satan has changed strategy. So what is his new strategy now? His new strategy now is simply this. No direct confrontation. Unless he knows he can win it. Because he wants to play by swift of hand, by confusion. He wants to play it by secret. Like behind the scenes. Stealth bombers. Stealth bombers, you know, you cannot see the bomber because you cannot, it's invisible. He wants to play it without you knowing that it is him. He wants to play it by deceiving you. He wants to use deception and cunning. You know what they do in the World Wars? In World War II, there was a classic when Germans and the British. When the British didn't have enough tanks or whatever, they'll make rubber tanks and line up. And then from the air, when the German airplane patrol goes, surveillance goes, they take pictures and all, they look like real tanks. Because from the air, from that distance, you can't know it's plastic. It's empty shell, empty inside. So deception. So war is, the main item of war is deception. The article I wrote, I spoke by God's mercy on Sun Tzu. But actually then I realized my pastor in Christ, he pronounced it, a Chinese pastor, he pronounced it Sun Tzu. So I better start pronouncing Sun Tzu. That's the real name of that person looks like. So Sun Tzu was one of the greatest generals of China. So he uses deception. Now, remember this. So Satan, now, you know, Jesus times so many, he's casting out, he's doing things, people know this. And then they talk about Satan, they talk about evil spirit, they talk about all that. It was normal because they knew this is real. But as soon as Satan changed his strategy, that he will not have directly appeared, all that, he will even appear as an angel of light. Jesus Christ tells us, beware. Even Satan appears as an angel of light. Why wouldn't his ministers also appear as ministers of righteousness? So there will be people coming as if ministers of righteousness, but actually coming with deception. So God hates this hypocrisy and this hates, because of all this. So now that is why the thing becomes world more and more worse and worse, and people are unable to know. In the Christian world, people do not understand the spirit world, do not know familiar spirit. How familiar spirits know all about you? They do not know, do not understand. So the Satan and his demons are making people stupid and unaware. Stupefy them. So finally, as people are going around just posted up, praising, worshipping God, but they don't understand. First thing God said, what? Keeping your temple of God holy, that is the first act of worship and reasonable service to Christ. That's the scripture very clearly. You're keeping your temple of God holy, righteous. That is the first act, Jesus says. And first act of worship and reasonable service to Christ. So keeping that, and how do you do that? By believing in the one whom he sent. Work is what? Work of God is, they asked him, believing in the one whom he sent. Those of you who are not understanding where I am coming from, all the scriptures, search or go to the Grace of Life and they'll get you the right emails with all the scriptures, and you'll see these. This is all true. I'm just quoting from the scriptures, brothers and sisters. And if anybody gets upset with me because I quote scriptures, then you have to deal with your heart. When I quote a scripture and then you get upset with it, I mean your heart is getting upset, your heart doesn't want to accept. But then you then realize our hearts are fallen nature and evil. God says treacherously wicked. So some area of your heart has not changed. Some of the area of my heart has not changed. So I have to change. Whenever I come across, it is not in line with the word of God, I have to make sure the heart begins to obey that word of God. By renewing in the spirit of my mind. By renewing in the spirit of my mind, how? Speaking the scriptures into my mind in the name of Jesus Christ and meditating on the scriptures, and then the heart will change. Now remember this, tactics also have changed. Once the strategy changes, every other tactic the demons pull off, the evil spirit pull off, the family spirit pulls off, is all now deception. That is, the strategy is now complete deception. That is the day when Jesus died on the cross and rose again, and the power of Satan and his all his cronies and sub-rulers and under him and all that, all the spiritual forces, rulers in the spiritual plane, demons, evil spirit, whatever you have, all. So when Satan changes strategy to deception, all will follow the strategy. And their tactics will also follow deceptive tactics. They will make things look good. Hollywood. Thereby, if you go and see, look at the lives of these actors, actresses, pity them. They take them young and then they groom them, and the children of that age, they think this is the best, teenagers. And somehow how they get them? The desire to be things, have things of the world, the lust of the world, the lust of the eyes, lust of what you want, lust of, you know. So this lust in the heart begins to allow the demonic forces to control. And then finally the souls are sold to Satan. In fact, some actors will tell you, before they act, let's say they're acting a part of a person who died and gone, let's say acting the part of J.F. Kennedy. These fellows will meditate until they become in their spirit J.F. Kennedy. How does it happen? The family spirit of J.F. Kennedy will enter. So then they act and people say, "Amen, what a great actor." Actually, especially if you have known Kennedy, my age, we have seen the TVs and all of Kennedy, and we will know, hey, just like Kennedy, like this fellow. But familiar spirit of Kennedy has now entered because they have been calling there, so they become a great actor. All these actors, finally their life will be messing. There will be no peace, all kinds of torment will come. Without Christ, torment is the only thing you will have. With Christ, you can say, "I am in Christ." You cannot say that. You better examine yourself to see whether you are actually in Christ. That's what Jesus said, the Bible says, examine yourself to see whether you are fake Christians, whether you are a fake. I have to examine myself, whether I am just telling this thing the morning, you know, quoting scripture this way, that way, and telling you this and that, and actually I myself doing something else. Then I will be destroyed. That's all. Now there are people who, you know, when somebody preaches something, including me, if you take one preaching or one teaching, one segment, and then make a conclusion of what I'm actually preaching, it's wrong. Because you must take the whole counsel what I'm teaching. That means you're going to listen to many of my preachings, and then see what do I stand for exactly. There are many people, you know, very good there. They say the preacher will be preaching, they take the convenient preaching from the, they'll go to the internet, they see a preaching of this man, they take the preaching and then say, this is how what he's preaching. No, you have to listen to many of the preachings and come to the conclusion what the whole counsel is. Therefore in the Bible also, you must take the whole counsel of God. Whole counsel of God, the precept of Christ you have to know. Otherwise you make a dangerous judgment on this man who's preaching. Because let's say he said, one preacher for instance, will say, okay, you must be encouraged. You must be encouraged in Christ. Of course. But the scripture says what? All scripture is for edification, correction and encouragement also. But also for correction. So some people say, no, if you correct me, you're correcting me, I'm distressed. You're correcting me. No, the word of God is correcting you. If I use the scripture and say, look, those who practice in sin are born of the devil. Oh, how can you talk like this? You're making me frightened. I'm now no peace of Christ. Brother and sister, don't act like this. Because if no peace of Christ, you better check what has made you no peace of Christ. Is it the, what is this man, whoever it is, including me, what is he preaching? Go and listen more preaching. Then you'll find he's only, if he's only showing the word of God and you're feeling distressed about it, then you are in sin. Therefore your heart is getting distressed. You can't, the heart is just distressed, you say, I have no peace of Christ, no peace of Christ. Not true. Because you know peace of Christ because the sin has to leave first. And it will leave, there is hope. Get to Christ. Confess. Be sincere. And willing to obey the commandments of Christ. Then the peace will come. But no, when you mention this, wow, your preaching is making me agitated and no peace I've lost. I had peace earlier, now you are giving no peace. And people have accused me of this. Okay, I forgive, then get on with life. Because I have to teach, still I have to use the scripture to teach. I can't use my own understanding, it's rubbish. Now, so the scripture says, a soul that continues to sin or practice a sin is born of the devil. And if you are feeling agitated of that, then you know your heart is something missing there. You better go and deal with it. So the strategy of Satan has changed. You will never, now very deceptively, therefore it's getting worse and worse and worse. Satan is taking control in deception, everything. Therefore God says, do not love the world or things of the world. And do not practice the world system. Do not practice the world system. If you do, you're following actually Satan without even knowing. Without even knowing. So today, brothers and sisters, make a decision. Look in the Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Amen.